I'm Juno. And today I'm going to be doing a little makeup tutorial. I apologize, I'm not using my good mic. I need to charge my phone, so. Anyways, this is my tutorial for my vampire makeup, because that's the video I'm filming today. Now, the way I do my makeup has never been particularly neat or good, but what I always do, I always get into costume first, and if I'm wearing contacts like I am today, I always put them on first. And if I'm wearing a wig, wig cap on. It helps keep everything out of the way. I don't go in with any primer, but I always use, or if I want it to be a little bit lighter, I go with my P. Louise white foundation, so I will go put that on real quick. It's never very neat. I always kind of do like a, I'm probably not doing good by letting the nozzle like touch my skin or whatever, so a dermatologist guy on here says not to do that, but I do not care. Nothing has to listen to me, because I am not real, right? Okay, so there's the basis for it, and I'm gonna blend all of this in. I go in with one of my crusty little sponges, and just kind of, and hope. And so I'm gonna continue doing that. Oh, also, I had lip gloss on before this, because I got dry lips, and so I just wiped that off, because this is about the point where I do that. The best thing to know when you're doing makeup, like I do, is it's gonna look like shit for a while. And that's all you need to know, it's gonna be fine. After the sponge, since it still looks awful, I go in with a brush that I probably need to wash, but that's okay. This is all me BSing my way through knowing how to do stuff, so that's okay. Just, you don't need to know how to do anything. Just make it up. So this is about as good as the foundation is getting. I'm still trying to blend out what little bit I put on my neck, but this is okay. This is as good as I'm going to allow to get because that foundation was expensive, and I don't have a lot of it. So, oh god, my teeth look awful with white foundation. So I'm going to go in with a white eyeshadow to set it because I don't want to use setting powder. Now usually, I use this. This is my holy grail of setting powder. I got it on Amazon, but I don't feel like doing it because I'm wearing black and a black skirt, and it's going to get all over it, so. So I have this palette that my mom got me from someone, like a local seller, and I just take the white eyeshadow right there, and pat that all over like I'm trying to, I don't know actually, I didn't have anything for the rest of that. Now this is going to just make my life 5 billion times easier. With my Mehron white foundation actually, I tend to do this and then set over it. Or no, other way around. I set and then I put this over it because I don't trust products to lay the way that I want them to on it. So this is just an easier way to get what I want without, I don't know what the without would be, but this just makes my life a lot easier. So I've gotten my face as set as I'm going to tonight, and usually I'm so much better about this, but I'm feeling lazy. We'll come back to this palette later. We will get it soon. So I'm actually going to do my blush first, and I go in with my favorite palette, my Holy Grail, the Cult Candy Playhouse palette, so Jasmine being my beloved. This is the first thing I got from their company, actually. I go in with, I think that says Fraggle. The red one. I go in with the red one. And I do that kind of as my blush because it's a much lighter color, goes on a lot sheerer, so. Red, truthfully, is almost never my color, and never a color I like. That is a lot of red. So, let's really hope this works. There's probably red eyeshadow, because this is an eyeshadow palette, or it's mainly supposed to be an eyeshadow palette. It's technically just a face palette, but you get it. There's probably like red eyeshadow all over my skirt, because I'm tapping this, and it's on my lap, so. This side is lighter. Or maybe it's just my lighting, because my lights are there, but, you know, I'm kind of haphazard with it. I just do, that's my blush placement for every day, but, you know. And you almost let me forget, I put some on my eyes as well. Just a little bit. Just enough to make me look like I may have been scrubbing my eyes. I used to, for school, put it under my under eyes because I wanted to look more tired. It was kind of funny. So, I'm gonna do my lips next. I will use a black eyeliner to line my lips. I'm probably not supposed to, but that's okay. So, I'm going to first kind of mark the points of, I guess that's my Cupid's bow, or like the top of it. Like that, and then since I'm going for not exactly a goth lip, but I'm gonna make like the points and I will come back because it's gonna take me a bit. So this is the sort of lip line that I have. It looks a bit like a bat, or almost a cat if you're looking at it a certain way. I'm gonna start coloring it in. Interestingly enough, the last time I did a lip like this, it's the first time I ever tried it. This is my kind of pinkish goth look, I think. I was in my bathroom when I did it. I had a few people comment on the fact that it was uneven, and I was like, dang it, I just noticed that. Like, it's making me mad too. So let's just get that colored in how I want. I think I just got that on my teeth. Great. Amazing. Awesome. Super cool. Okay, that's as good as that's getting. Okay, and then I go in with this very dark red. Or it's really more of a berry color. But this is the right one, right? This is the one I want to use. It is, okay. It looks like that. I don't often wear this color because it's not a color I think I can really pull off well. I'm gonna look into my phone camera, actually. Great, okay. There's part of my lip that I can feel that's like peeled off, and it's really gonna annoy me. So I might try and fix that. Okay, so that's how the lip's looking for now. And I guess that's really onto eye makeup. I can deal with the rest of the lips later. Like I said before, we're coming back to this. Because this one has a very nice, like, actual red in there. So I'm gonna find my brush and then come back. These two brushes are, like, the only thing that I ever use when it comes to my eyeshadow, so take notes. With the fluffy brush, we're taking more of the red. And we're just gonna kind of... yeah. God, that's a lot darker than I thought, but we're gonna come back to this. So I will kind of just blend that out and hope. It's really a lot of hopes and dreams and thinking that you know what you do is right, which I guess is kind of how we go throughout life, unless you somehow do know what you're doing, which then I'd like to know. How did you do that? Is it fun to know what you're doing? Or do you miss kind of the whimsy of not knowing? Is there an advantage to not knowing? Okay, I'm actually liking this. The original time I filmed this video, because what I'm doing is making a revamp of an older video of mine. It was my first one. This character, I'd done the makeup and I hated it. Like, with a passion, hated it. Didn't have any contacts because I hadn't bought any of them at the time. And I remember thinking, oh, I'm just kind of doing this as a joke just to see how it goes. And people really liked it. And that was my inspiration to actually keep going and making ASMR. So I'm going to take this brush and then kind of do more of my under eyes. And then I'm going to take the same brush after I've done my under eyes and go in with black, which I'm usually very hesitant to use black. But I've become more confident when using black eyeshadow as of late, because I'd gone on a trip with my dad and I decided to try out some new makeup looks. I was there and a lot of that consisted of using black eyeshadow. So I'm going to try and go over most of my lid, but I'm running out of time, so I'm just gonna kind of clip to when I have that done. Doing this eye is always the hardest because this eye is incredibly nearsighted. So my vision is a lot blurrier whenever I'm doing it on this eye, so a little bit of a struggle. Okay, so I've gotten the lids as I like, and then I'm gonna do kind of a cat eye streak there, but I'm not gonna film it because I'm gonna lose focus. I've got the little eye lines done, and now I'm gonna put on mascara. So this is the finished makeup look. I don't feel like doing anything with my brows, so I guess it's time to go put on the wig. Anyways, this is the finished look with the ears and the wig on, which I'm sure y'all are sick of this wig, but I don't have a lot of others. So I will be remaking my original vampire video soon. Thank you all so much for watching, and I hope you're having a lovely day.